USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The tide on Capitol Hill is shifting in favor of compromising to pass a new economic stimulus package. The Problem Solvers Caucus unveiling a $908 billion coronavirus stimulus plan, and Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips is striking an optimistic tone.
I think we've made great progress. And look, nobody's going to get everything they want. And to those who have lost faith in government, I tell you, the antidote is the Problem Solvers Caucus and Democrats and Republicans working together to find common ground. And that's exactly what we did. And now it's up to some others in the House and Senate. And I have some confidence we're going to get it done.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, day after Vice President Mike Pence was campaigning in Georgia for Senate candidates David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. President Trump is headed to Valdosta, Georgia for a rally tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Several new Republican members of Congress say they're forming the Freedom Force to stand up and fight back against socialism. Congresswoman-elect Michelle Steele of California joining Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of New York. Malliotakis behind the reason for forming the Freedom Force.
I think what you're going to see is a group of individuals who are going to serve as a counterbalance to that, the values of the socialist squad. We don't believe we should be dismantling the economy. We don't believe we should be destroying free market principles. We don't believe in Green New Deal. We don't believe in packing the court.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Republicans have a majority in both houses of 31 state legislators. Democrats have legislative control in 18 states. Minnesota has a split with Republicans controlling state Senate and Democrats holding the state House. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose family's income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it?
DeVos, speaking on Fox News, continues,
and also, those students that have faithfully paid their student loans, have sought out value for their education, have made decisions and choices based on that, why would they be asked to also subsidize and pay for somebody else who didn't make those good judgments and choices?
And finally, former Vice President Joe Biden says his Inauguration Day event will be scaled back due to COVID-19 concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.